It's Wednesday, April the 1st, and you're tuned in to the TNB podcast. I'm Vince.
Is this an April Fool's? I can't tell.
What?
Is this an April Fool's? Are we still doing this podcast?
No.
Oh, shit. Game over, boys.
See you next time.
Just put the outro song there. Is there an outro song anymore?
No, we just cut it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and now this is all in the show.
Oh, disgusting.
Well, with that out of the way, what's up?
Dude.
We're back.
We're still under quarantine.
Are we?
I guess we're not. This is like audio proof that we're breaking the rules.
Sure.
Can be used against us in the court of law.
Interesting.
But it's finally nice out.
What? It was nice this weekend.
It was nice for 12 hours on the weekend.
It was a great 12 hours.
But now,
I rode my bike for like 4 hours.
Now I'm looking at
the
forecast, baby. I'm like, ooh, look at that. It's like 18 degrees. Fuck yeah. And then I'm all like, oh shit. I still have like 3 assignments and an exam to do. Fuck.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
So whatever. I'll be free by the 8th. Once the 8th rolls around, whether I do those assignments or not, I'll be done.
I am... Oh, there is snow scheduled for...
Oh, fuck off.
Good thing I got those snow tires on still.
I do not.
Yeah, the weather's getting nice. You know how I know this?
How?
Because there's people outside. Yeah. Mingling.
They're mingling? They're six feet apart?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm watching a lot of PDAs out there. I'm watching a lot of family events. I'm watching a lot of picnics.
Interesting.
I could shout at them and be like, yo, what the fuck you guys doing? I get it.
We're no better.
I mean, like, here's the thing. I actually haven't been out. Apart from being solo.
Neither have I.
Riding my bike. But.
Except for right now.
Yes. Yes.
As we both talk into the same microphone.
Yes, you're right. We should be licking this one, too. Anyways, enough with the bad news. Let's just get on with the show, because I think.
We have a question from last week.
We do.
Because. Came in just too late.
It literally came in after we hit stop on recording.
Yeah, we hit stop and it was like the ding.
Yeah. Because reporting in from Khan's Corner, Rafid Khan.
A.
It's COVID-19.
Let's get away from the bad news and talk about the bad news.
Hey, TNIAB crew.
Hello.
Hope my essential podcasting entertainment is still going strong, but practicing safe social distancing. With the world ending and everything on lockdown, I find myself doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
My weeb neat lifestyle preparing me well and finding enough stuff to keep myself busy. Still hoping for the best that the world's able to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to my newfound free time, I've been able to dive back into some hobbies I've been meaning to pick up, but for one reason or another, just never did.
Mm-hmm.
Been reading this fantasy series called The Stormlight Archive, recommended to you by a friend. It's been awesome going through beautifully crafted in-depth worlds and on a journey full of intertwining.
Yo, events. That's like a book.
It's a real book.
That's like a book-ass book.
Bro's reading a book.
That's not a manga. That's not a comic.
There's no pictures.
What the fuck? How am I supposed to know what's happening if there's no pictures?
What are some hobbies you guys have picked back up due to the quarantine? Does Canada even quarantine lockdown?
Yes.
What are some hobbies you guys will be hard to return to once the lockdown is over? Hope all is well as can be. Stay safe. Sincerely, Rafid Khan.
Rafid, I have been staying on brand. And let me tell you about video games. And the amount I've been playing. Like, usually it would be going out and then homework and then a very little amount of video games. But lately it's just been, I can't leave anywhere. So... video games and homework. My hobbies have not picked up or slowed down, I guess. Like, maybe I've been listening to more music.
Yeah.
But I haven't, like, picked up anything new.
Mm.
Or I guess maybe, like, doing small at-home workouts is new.
Mm.
But it's not a major chunk of my day.
Mm.
Like, I've been staying on brand.
Mm. Yeah, I also cannot say that I've picked up old hobbies that I've dropped off. It's actually still been the same for me. Like, Monday to Friday, I'm still working.
You're still receiving random packages in the mail?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything with them. I'm still biking. Still running. I'm still playing a video game or two.
Yeah, you should probably do more of that.
Watching a lot of shows. You would think that with all this extra time I'd be doing more. But I'm not.
It's my thing is like the core, you know, the memes where it's just like what was the one? It was like WHO last year said that video gaming is like a disease.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like is an addiction.
Yeah.
And then they came out with an article and it's just like, oh, video games are now a healthy way for you to socially interact or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, like the things that I did before that made me a degenerate.
Yeah.
Are now the things that are making me a hero. Mm. And it's like, how could you stay inside all day? It's like, bitch, I do this on the normal. Like, I do this on the regular.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's somewhat upsetting how little I've had to change my life.
Hmm.
To adapt.
That is upsetting.
Right? So, like, I think if anything, after this is all over, I think I might try something outdoors more.
Whoa.
So, because, like, that was, like, the realization I had where, like, oh, we're under lockdown. I've changed absolutely nothing.
Hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really been abiding by the lockdown per se.
Yeah.
Like, because, yeah, I ride my bike outside.
Yeah, but you're still, like, you're not going out there. Do you see the one video of the girl pissing in the grocery store?
Oh, yeah.
She, like, pissed on the frozen food and then stuck a lipstick up her vagina. Yeah. Like, you're not going out there and, like, taking, I don't know, fucking bike lube and rubbing it on your ass cheeks. Like,
that's true. Yeah, so, yeah, like, my life really hasn't changed in terms of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess the big difference is I've been doing a lot more video calling.
Okay.
But, like, I don't know if it's really changed much. And, like, I'll be happy to stop video calling when this is over.
Oh, 100%. And just be it's like, not like video calling is the new normal.
No, right.
Or you mean you're wearing your haptic feedback suit?
No, not, man.
And let those e-girls touch you?
Listen.
In the naughty bits?
My friend, I can't. It's just not the same.
I guess it's just
not the same. So yeah, I'll be totally happy when this is over to just drop that hobby of video calling.
Same.
Because yo, fuck that. Yeah, no, sorry, Reed. Nothing here. I think we're just too sad with our regular lives.
So. I don't know if, that's the thing. I don't know if it's sad. Like, again, we've been doing this podcast for so long that I think it's like come to be expected what our hobbies are. And I feel like we would just do more of it. Like, again, if you stopped having work, then that would be a different story.
Yes, then right? It would be like, oh, shit, now I have, 40 extra hours a week?
Yeah. And, like, that's...
Oh, fuck.
Now that I have online school and no job, it's like, oh, I have the time to, like, just dump it all into Path of Exile.
That is one thing you have chosen to do with your life. I can neither approve or approve this decision.
All right.
But we're glad that you're doing well, Rafid, because you've been a weeb.
Good for you.
That's what we like to hear.
Good for you.
That's what we like to hear. All right. Here we go. Because we got two questions to chew on.
All right.
Here we go. Paul Chu writes in. So, in this time of quarantine, when you're being asked to stay inside and keep occupied, are you more likely to revisit old distractions, a show or a game you've already seen or love, or more likely to try and tackle something from the backlog? Short answer, I've done both.
I've done more of the backlog.
Okay.
Do games that don't end count as a backlog?
No.
No? Okay. No. So
that's like asking me, is Overwatch part of your backlog?
Is Overwatch part of the backlog?
No! It's an old thing that I'm revisiting that I love.
True facts. So yeah, but I think in general, I've been doing more of older games. Like the other day, I downloaded PlayStation 2, what is it? It's not a ROM. Emulator?
Yeah.
And I can play PlayStation 2 games running off of my computer. Yeah. Like I put the disc in the disc drive.
Whoa.
And it plays the PS2 game off the disc.
Oh, cool.
Right? Because my PS2 is all packed away. So, like, I've been playing old PS2 games or, like, Japanese PS2 games I bought on my trip and stuff. And then using the Xbox 360 controller to play it.
Wow.
What a time to be alive, baby.
The most obtuse way to play PlayStation 2.
So yeah, like, I've definitely been, like, going back to older stuff. And also the fact that a lot of game stores are, like, having huge sales because everyone's indoors. Like,
yeah.
The Switch had a bunch of games for a dollar. We were talking about it before the podcast.
Like, yeah.
I picked up some of those and just, like, stuff on my backlog that I've yet to play but have wanted to play. It's like, oh, now I have the opportunity to attempt to play them.
I see, homie. Yeah, I don't think I... Because I have revisited one thing this past week that I loved.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have some stuff in my backlog. But to be honest, I've just been, like, randomly picking and choosing new things here and there.
You don't have, like, a set.
Yeah. Like in my mind, I'm like, oh, there's this game, and this game, and this anime I want to watch.
I could watch Gurren Lagann for the 15th time.
I could. But then what happens is, like I'll talk about my week. I just end up watching 3 stand-up specials.
And you know what? I'm going to approve of this.
Yeah.
Because I like stand-up.
Yeah, that's what I did. And I'm like, why did I do that?
What am I doing?
Like, I had all these great things I wanted to do, but I chose this.
Was it choice paralysis? Like,
I think so.
Yeah? You're like, I have all these great choices, but then fuck it, I'm going to do the other thing because it's not a part of the list.
Yeah, and then it was like, this is the most least, like, I don't even have to, like, pay attention.
You don't. It's true.
Yeah. And it was just easy.
Okay.
Okay, Paul's second question is, in case the picks this week aren't very plentiful, and you need some longer discussion.
Okay.
Let's say we're forced to quarantine for the foreseeable future, and both of you lose your income. Which of your hobbies do you give up first to save money? And when that is no longer enough, what is the order that you sell off your collectibles?
That's a bad one. That's a rough one.
Oh, that's easy.
What?
That's so easy.
What are you going to start with? You sell Sailor Scouts?
I would sell... So first of all, I would stop buying any physical toy.
Yeah.
Because fuck, I'm not really doing anything with them right now. They're still coming in. Mm-hmm. I just paid $300 from Hobbylink Japan this past week for crap that I don't even remember buying.
Must be nice.
So
you just put it on auto pre-order and forget about it?
Kinda. Like, the only reason I remember it is because there's this one model kit of Escaflowne.
Yeah.
That came out and I was like, oh fuck, I need that. So I hit ship and then I realized what else was in that private warehouse.
Oops.
And I was like, oh my god, this has just been charging to my credit card. I was like, okay. So yeah, I would sell off all that shit first. Or give that up. I would stop buying that stuff. And then I'd sell that off first. If I had to sell something off, those would be first to go.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably, like, sell what little I have of my video games, too. But it's not like I have enough now. But yeah, that's really it.
I think for me, like, the only hobby I really spend money on is gaming.
Mm.
So I would have to stop that.
Mm.
Right? And then... In terms of selling stuff off, I think I would start with the toys I have. Because I know I bought stuff from you, I bought stuff from your friends. So I know I have some toys that are worth money.
Yeah.
So I would sell those off first. Actually, no, I would sell those off first. And then after that, I'd probably start selling off my vinyl collection.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Because like half of that was given to me. Yeah. It was bequeathed to me.
Oh.
And then I have a bunch of like, stuff I know, again, is worth a couple dollars. Like, not going to be big money, but I'd probably start whittling that down. And then if worse came to worse, I would start selling video games.
Yeah, I think I would just start selling my body.
That's the ultimate way. Listen, I'll tell you about a pick I got.
Oh, shit.
That might allow you to do
that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'd go find me a sugar mama. That's what I would do.
Bro, recommended. Have been there, done that. Recommended.
Short answer, Paul. You know what? And I know, like, me from like 5 years ago would hate saying this, but like, I'm not so attached to any of my shit to care anymore.
You're not attached because you have no time to be attached. Again, if you lost your job. You would be reattached.
But if I lost my job, I couldn't buy any of that stuff.
Yeah, but it would hurt to sell it.
Would it?
Yeah, because you'd be like...
I'd be so far gone now. I'd be like...
No, but you'd come back and you'd be like, oh, baby, I missed you so much.
No, because like...
Gundam kits, I miss you.
Because like, I wouldn't sell my bike.
You know what? Also, fuck you, if anything. Because you have a backup. You have a pre-established entertainment career that you can jump back to.
You know what? Now that I am inside, like maybe I should go back to that.
Like, you have a pre-established career. Like, you have 60,000 people waiting for you on a YouTube channel, desperately hoping for a Gundam review.
You know, every day I call my girlfriend, and she's like, why don't you just do that?
Why you gotta flex on me like that?
Yeah. And she's like, why don't you just make that thing again?
I swear to fucking God. If you say I started up because of my girlfriend, and I've been hounding you for, like, 2 years... to start this up again, you motherfucker, I'm gonna lose it. I'm gonna lose my mind. Well, you know, my girlfriend said it, so obviously it's a good idea.
Listen, what she says, I have to listen.
Oh, fuck off! God damn it!
You can't argue fate.
I hate you so much.
You can't do it, right?
The next step is like, why don't you guys just monetize the podcast? It's like, bitch, I've been telling for that for like 10 years.
Hold up. She doesn't even know about this, so don't worry.
She doesn't know about it?
Oh, wait, no. She's aware. I have not given her the details.
The access?
Yes.
I can let that happen.
You can do whatever you want.
I can slip it in.
If you have some sort of connection with her, sure, go ahead.
Anyways,
that's
your phone?
Huh? But that's besides the point. Yeah.
Yeah, I think in terms of like the order I would sell my games though, back on topic, I would start with the junk first.
I think everyone would.
Yeah. And then I would slowly but surely, like the last thing I would ever sell is my signed copy of Final Fantasy VI.
Oh, you're right. Because I would take it.
Oh, I would hunt you down, baby.
You wouldn't know it's me. You wouldn't even know.
You just told me.
You wouldn't even know it's gone.
You just told me.
You wouldn't even know.
Well, are you watching porn over there? Cool.
Close enough.
Oh my god.
No, my friend sent me a push-up challenge. And I know she can't do push-ups.
That's fantastic. I need to see this later.
Yeah.
This is great. Because you also sent me that. And I said no fucking way. I actually recorded something.
So she did the same thing, and she sent it to me over like a messenger.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just had the video. I'm like, why did you give this to me?
Yeah, I recorded something, and I got to 9. And I was like, oh, so close! And I just said, fuck it, not happening.
Have you seen another one? There's like so many of them going around now. Like, some guys do the pull-up challenge.
I saw one girl do like one-handed.
I don't know. Crazy.
If you want me to do 10 sit-ups, I can do that.
No. That's like an 80 sit-up challenge. Okay, well, anything else to say to Paul? No, right?
Yeah, I think we would... Well, apparently you know, but I would regrettably sell my hobby, but I don't want to.
I think, like, in the moment, maybe I'd be a little, like, sad to see stuff go.
Yeah.
But then once it's gone, it's like out of sight, out of mind.
There's a part of me that's always like, if I sell it, what if I'm just free?
You would be.
Like, what if I'm just like, what if I just sell it and then I don't have the bug anymore? Because yeah. I don't have a collection to have the bug.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Oh, I could sell my manga collection too.
All you do is you get rid of a few first, and then you're like, maybe just a little more.
That wasn't so bad.
What if it was just a little more?
What if it was a signed copy of Final Fantasy?
Yeah. I guess I'd also stop buying sneakers.
Sorry. Yeah, but you flip them all. If anything, that's an income source.
That's true. Okay.
You gotta teach me your flipping ways.
You just buy them.
Yeah, but I don't know what's hot. What's new? What's hot? What's the thing everyone wants?
I don't know. I couldn't
tell you. What do the people in the six want to know?
I don't
want to wear, want to have.
Whatever the hottest shit at the moment is.
All right, I guess.
Like those Raptors New Balances that were out last year?
Mm-hmm.
God, those are so expensive.
Oh, shit, were they?
Well...
Like on the aftermarket?
Yeah. They went for over $1,000.
Oh my god!
And people bought them for like 100 and something.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, yeah, there you go, Paul. Thanks. Shall we do picks of the week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go?
Sure. What are my picks of the week? Oh, guess what? PlayStation Plus has announced their new games.
One of your favorite games is on there.
Uncharted 4?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great game.
That's a great-ass game.
But I'm more excited for Dirt Rally 2.0 because I kept meaning to play this game.
Hell yeah. Dirt is the only racing series I still play.
Yeah.
So good.
So I'm excited for that. Hey, Final Fantasy VII is Broken Street Date.
100%.
Guess how big the file size is.
I know it's 2 discs.
Ooh.
So I'm going to say 350 gigs.
No one's PlayStation can hold it.
You're talking about, I got a 2 terabyte hard drive on my PlayStation.
Nobody who just bought the box would be able to play this.
Mine was just the box.
Yours came with 2 terabytes?
Yeah, because I got the anniversary edition, baby. Came with a 2 terabyte drive.
Okay.
My PS3 has a 2 terabyte drive.
Yeah, but you put that in.
True facts.
No, Final Fantasy VII Remake is 110.
Isn't that smaller than Red Dead?
What was Red Dead?
I thought Red Dead was like 200.
No, Red Dead was like 98.
90? Is it smaller than Gran Turismo Sport?
I think it's about the same.
Okay.
The real question is it smaller than Call of Duty Warzone?
How big is that?
130.
Oh my god! That's massive.
But hold on. That's what mine says, because I have the campaign and the regular multiplayer.
So if you just do the multiplayer,
yes, I don't. But still, like, yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's no joke, man.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at my PlayStation. Like, I got to delete some shit just to update Monster Hunter.
Yeah, you should play Monster Hunter with us.
So I deleted some stuff.
And then didn't play Monster Hunter with us.
But I upped. Hey, listen. I hit start, and then it said, this needs to update.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go watch some stand-up.
All right. Okay.
And I never came back to Monster Hunter. Hey, do you like anime?
I do like anime.
Do you like retro anime?
I do like retro anime.
How about if I told you there's a new streaming service specifically for retro anime?
I would say, who's the market for this? This is a terrible business decision. Only 3 people want that. And 2 of us are in this room.
And what if I then said to you, it's absolutely free?
No way.
And I said, yes way.
Is this the tokusatsu thing I was talking about last week?
This is something else. This is Retro Crush.
This can't be real.
Launched March 30th, specializing in retro anime.
Is it a YouTube channel?
It's an app. It's a website. It's a... Want to watch Cyber Six?
I don't want to watch Cyber Six.
What about... Galaxy Express 999. How about
I do, yeah.
Space Adventure Cobra?
Ooh, that's a classic, baby.
Because there's a lot of those. Anyways, there's some Street. There's some Street Fighter on there. There's Captain Harlock.
Is it like subbed? Like, what's going on here?
I think it is subbed.
iTunes.
Well, that's because you need the app, iOS, right? Yeah, go for it. If you want some free retro anime.
It's only an app? Why can't I watch it on the browser?
Oh, I have no idea.
This is garbage.
And that's why it's free. Go get an iPad. Wait, if you're on, like, Mac OS, is there an app?
Maybe? I don't know.
Probably.
I guess I can watch this on my phone? Alright.
Anyways, that's great, but I also found out on
Amazon... It has Project Aiko! Shit! Where's my phone?
I found out that on Amazon Prime, they also have retro anime. A lot of retro anime.
Because, it's all public domain? Like,
I don't know, but I was like, what the fuck? I can watch Super Dimension Fortress Macross on Amazon Prime? And I was like, okay.
Alright, sounds good to me.
All, like, classic super robots, like Die Guard and shit, they're there. I'm like, why? But okay. Cool.
Like, why? But I'm not going to ask any more questions.
Yeah. Anyways, those are my picks. That's all I had.
Okay. I got a couple. I got a couple. So, first off, Nintendo.
Ah.
the playing card company, Nintendo.
The Hanafuda card company.
The Hanafuda card company, Nintendo. They've recently branched out into video games.
They certainly did.
You might have heard they released this console called the Switch.
Did they now?
And they have a couple games. They had like a presser, I guess. They had a live stream.
Mm.
A direct, some may say.
Fuck off.
I only care about two things in that direct.
All right.
One, Xenoblade Chronicles Definitive Edition. They showed off the game again. It's looking fucking nice. It'd be nice to pay $70 for that game, not on the Wii.
Because
Fuck you, GameStop. Piece of garbage.
Oh, yeah, they did that thing.
But it looks good. They also showed that there's going to be a epilogue episode. So even if you've already played the game and you beat it, there's more stuff for you to do.
But I don't care about Shulk and the Minato.
The Minato? Why don't you care about the Minato, Vince?
I just... Fuck off, Shulk.
I really feel it.
I'm really feeling it.
Do you think they're going to cut down on the really feeling it? Is that one of the changes?
No. They're going to double down on
it. Every other line is I'm really feeling it. God damn it. But the one that really matters is Bravely Default the second.
Oh, is this the second in the series?
This is the third in the series. Wait,
excuse me?
If you remember, there was Bravely Default.
I love that game.
And when that game came out, I believe it won Best Video Game of the Year
it on did.
The TMI show. And I think it won Best of the Year that year. I'm not sure.
I don't know if it won Best of the Year, but it definitely won Best Video Game. It definitely
won Best Video Game of the
because
Year.
Because that game was fan-fucking-tastic.
And for the time, it like took JRPG and it just like, hey, remember all that shit you find annoying? Fuck it!
Like, and then the ending where it used the camera?
Oh, so good! So good! So, yeah.
Yeah.
Then,
yes.
There was Bravely Default.
No.
No, sorry. Bravely Second.
There you go.
That's the one. Then there was Bravely Second.
Yes.
And that was the second game in the Bravely franchise.
And it was a direct sequel.
And yeah, both of those games are connected.
Yes.
Some of the characters from the old games show up.
Yeah.
I think you find Tiz at some point.
Yeah.
I didn't beat the second round of that game, but I beat it the first time. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Bravely Default 2, obviously... The third installment.
This is an Xbox One X, X series situation.
Yeah, no, this is a Japanese Final Fantasy VI versus American Final Fantasy III.
Oh, like, God. Is that what this is?
Maybe not. Okay. It came out. But, yeah, it looks good.
It looks really good.
Fucking good. They took the 2D art and they realized, like, hey, the best handheld feature ever created, the 3D slider, is no longer available on the Switch, so we can't have these sweet 3D/2D backgrounds anymore, so let's just make them 3D and then draw them in a 2D style.
Yes.
Right? So everything looks super nice. All the special attacks have, like, cool animations now.
Yeah.
It's looking good, man.
It is.
It's looking real good.
Absolutely.
Watching this trailer, though, just made me realize, like, I should really finish Octopath.
Yeah. Me too. I got through like three characters and I'm like,
I got all the characters and then just stopped. And I was like, I should go back.
Yeah. There's a lot of things I should go back to.
Oh. We got nothing but time. Well, you don't. I do.
If I just, you know, had no job.
Just quit.
And had no girlfriend.
Just.
I could do everything.
Quit both. Or, check this shit out, if you quit your job, technically, your current girlfriend is your sugar mama.
Mm. Hold on, let me just ask her.
Yeah. technically, right? And you know, she loves saving money.
Oh, she does.
And imagine how much money you would be saving if you had no job.
Oh, God.
Because you couldn't afford to actually buy anything.
Yeah.
You'd be saving all kinds of money.
That's true. I'd be saving what little I have.
I think this is a discussion that you need to have.
I know. Okay. I'm gonna have to have that sit down talk.
Matt, but hey, don't use your data. Make sure you're connected to some free Wi-Fi or some shit.
Okay. Right. We'll do.
So that was the Nintendo stuff. After that, we have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Dose.
Remastered.
Yes.
It looks cool. Yes. For the youngins out there, if you're listening to the podcast and you're too young to play the original Modern Warfare and you think that's some retro cool shit. This is the famous Call of Duty with no Russian.
Came out 2009.
2000? Bruh. That's an 11-year-old game.
It is.
That it's retro now.
Yes. It is old.
It is old as fuck. But when Modern Warfare 2 came out, it was that was some groundbreaking shit. That was like on the level of Halo 2.
Yeah.
The amount of hype surrounding that game.
Absolutely.
And the akimbo shotguns.
I think that's what we all remember the game for.
That's the best one. The model was it 38 like, whatever.
Yeah.
1887 or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, like 1887, yeah. Yeah.
Ah, oh, those were the days.
Sniping with the Kimbo shotgun.
So stupid. So dumb. What the
fuck? And then only added to like the kill cam when they killed you and then you saw their fucking reload animation.
Yeah, it's like go, 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 go. Like your hand's just, it's 007, it's GoldenEye. Your hand goes down, your hand comes up, and then you have guns again.
Yeah. What a stupid gun.
Oh, that's fantastic. So yeah, that's coming out. If you pre-order. You get a ghost skin for
Warzone.
If you want to look cool. Or if you want to look old, I guess. If you want to radiate boomer energy out on the battlefield.
I was gonna say, who cares about ghosts nowadays?
Nobody. If you want to radiate boomer energy out on the battlefield,
okay.
Then go for it.
All right.
The next one before I get to the last two is there's a rumor, back to Nintendo, that Nintendo is planning to make a handful of Mario remasters by the end of the year.
Oh, yes, I heard this one.
So what the rumor, it was by Eurogamer, mm-hmm. Or first of all, I can't believe in the year of our Lord 2020,
mm-hmm.
Eurogamer is still the source for leaks and rumors like this.
That's true. Everything they do leak yeah. is always true.
Like, ever since video game magazine days, like, Eurogamer is the, like, oh, shit, someone there just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, and, like, no one stops them!
So some of the rumors are saying that they're gonna do a remake of Super Mario Galaxy.
Okay.
A deluxe version of Super Mario 3D World.
Okay.
They're gonna redo Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Sunshine.
Okay.
And they're saying that this is all because of the 35th anniversary of Mario. They're saying that might happen this year, like in terms of an E3 direct, because we all know E3 has been canceled due to the corona,
yep.
And also the fact that nobody went or nobody planned to go.
Yep.
So we'll see around E3 time if Nintendo releases a direct and they announce 17 remakes of Mario games.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm waiting for, honestly, is Super Mario Land and the Seven Rings or the Seven Coins. So
wow.
That's what I want. That's the realest remake.
Wow. What a pick.
That's got the best overworld theme.
Sure.
It's very good.
Why not?
Okay, it's not the best, but it's very good. It's top three.
Okay.
Top three. And then we're going to go back to the ones I care about is Nier Reincarnation.
You don't care about this.
I don't care about it. You're right, but I care about the franchise. So Nier is getting a mobile game. They released a trailer. It's a bunch of art stills. Skip it. Nier Replicant, official name, Nier, okay, first off, actually, before this, Nier Replicant, so in America, the original Nier is just called Nier.
Yes.
But in Japan, the American Nier is one, and then there's another one called Nier Replicant, and Nier Replicant is the same game with a different protagonist. And
that's right. And they changed it.
Yeah, and slightly different story beats.
Oh, right.
So that was dumb, but that was pure Yoko Taro. So
yeah, it was like a Pokemon Red Blue situation, except you couldn't buy the other one.
So stupid.
Yeah, I remember now. That's right. Okay.
Nier Replicant. Oh, Gestalt. So the one in America was called Gestalt.
Yes.
Wow, that came out 10 years ago. So,
wasn't it long?
No, it's the 10th anniversary. Okay. So Nier Replicant, they're remaking it.
Yeah.
So one can only assume that they're remaking Nier Gestalt for America, unless they're just going to be like, fuck it, here's the skinny dude that you have no attachment to, the five people who bought this video game.
Mm.
The official title for this remake is Nier Replicant version 1.22474487139 ellipses.
Now, Do you think that's the final title? Is that the working?
I think that's a Yoko Taro title. Have you seen the Nier DLC names?
Yeah, I know. They're ridiculous. Yeah.
I think that's an official title. I'm going to say that's a real-ass title.
I don't know. I feel like by the time it comes out, it's going to be called, like, version final.
Yeah, but don't you
want to... V-E-R-F-I-N.
But don't you want to talk to your friends about Nier Replicant version 1.22474487139 ellipses?
No, but I do hope that every time a patch comes out, the title card changes.
Oh, like, it's just one more. it's great. And then also after this announcement, there was a tweet by, I think it was Yoko Taro's producer.
Mm, who was
on the games with them, where someone asked him, like, hey, is there going to be a new ending to this game? And he responded, I don't know. Yoko Taro is like the good Suda 51.
Okay, wow, that's a deep cut.
Because Suda 51 has not made a good game in a while. I'm very sad. Dude, Killer is Dead, I was so hyped for that shit. And it was garbage.
Oh, right, he made Killer is Dead.
And then he also made Lollipop Chainsaw.
That was bad.
And that was dog shit.
Yeah.
But then he made that Souls game, which is actually not bad.
Huh?
That Souls game he made?
What Souls game?
51 Souls game. It was for the PS3, it was free to play. Let It Die.
Oh, Let It Die.
With the Grim Reaper on the skateboard. And that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good for a free game.
It was pretty good. But, buddy, come on. You gotta love it. Travis, like, No More Heroes 3, that shit better be good. Come on.
Who knows?
But yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out of Japan. I'm happy. I love weird-ass Japanese games.
Okay.
I got one more pick I forgot to tell you.
Hit me.
Vince, you recently said on the show, some would say, earlier in this episode, that you need to sell your body.
Yeah.
Do I have a platform for you?
Ooh.
All right. The newly, I don't know actually how new this is, but I discovered is egirl.gg.
Egirl.gg.
Egirl.gg, where you can hire e-girls to play with you.
Oh my goodness.
So let me, right now, I'm in the League of Legends section. These are the girls who are playing League.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sort by gender. So even though it's called egirl.gg, Vince, don't be deterred. You too, as a male, it's a healthy, fertile male.
Damn.
You can sell your body, all right?
How are these girls playing?
Male.
Okay,
and look, look at all these e-boys that you can play video games with.
Okay.
So you go into the game, you could sort by gender, you could sort by what rank they are. So like, oh, these girls right here, they're gold or whatever. But if I want, let's see if there's any grandmasters out here. Like, oh shit, Yuna, Grandmaster Jungle Main, $20 a game.
Whoa. Whoa.
Or you can go hang out with Desi, Grandmasters. $10 a game.
Jeez.
Or if you know what? You don't even like... Listen, I know what you love. I know you love the Overwatch.
Oh, God.
Right? What if you wanted to play the Overwatch, baby?
Yeah, I do.
Right? You could hang out with Alex. $2 a game.
I can afford that.
Or you can hang out with Throne. He's long-haired, 6-foot-tall, 20-year-old, 4,549-point peak. I don't know what that means. $2 a game.
That's pretty high.
I recently learned about this because this has been streamer content for past week. Is big streamers will hire e-girls to play video games with them and then use that as stream content.
Whoa.
So these streamers who are getting like 9,000 views a stream are paying $2 a game to stream with somebody.
Wow.
And if they get an e-girl who, like, jives with the crowd, no. Maybe they're a repeat customer.
Wow. Wow.
I'm telling you, man, once AI takes over, the only thing we will have as jobs is to either sell your body or sell your personality or both. That's it. It'll be an entertainment, like, landscape in terms of jobs.
This is, Hot shit. Into it.
apparently D.Va is a bestseller.
Yeah.
She's a Moira support me.
D.Va, what are you doing? All right.
Yeah, and then look, they all got that, like, e-girl bullshit going on with the...
Into it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. This girl's dressed up like the girl from Persona 5.
Oh, she is.
She's Futaba.
Yeah.
Not that you'll see her, but I guess.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's an avenue. I should look into this.
You should look into it. I don't recommend our listeners look into it, because it's just pure depravity.
I think I'm going to bring this up at work.
You should... I figured out our new...
venue to market. People are wanting to stay home more.
Yeah.
But...
they also want companionship. Vince, where are you going with this? Let me tell you about strippers.
Fuck.
Male and female strippers.
Wow. Shit. All right. Cool. Nice. That's a thing.
Yeah, that's a thing. Mm. And those are my picks.
Okay. I guess we'll go into our weeks.
Go.
So like I said, I watched 3 stand-ups.
When did you watch them?
So they're all on Netflix. The first one I watched was Pete Davidson.
I heard that was pretty good.
So, I really liked it, but it's definitely not for everybody.
He's not a for everybody comic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, like, his delivery is very aloof and kind of, like, not really there.
Yeah, but he exudes big dick energy. Don't you remember when he was dating Ariana Grande?
He has a joke. He has a whole series in there about that.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's great.
Do you remember, you remember his SNL controversy?
With,
he made fun of a senator or a governor or something, like some political figure.
With the eye patch.
Who had lost an eye in the war. Like, yeah, he's not for everybody.
So he talks about that shit in his stand-up.
Okay.
And it's great. You know, I thought it was pretty good. Like, I it started off slow, but then, like, once he gets into it, you're like, oh, this is really funny stuff.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And then I watched the 2 Asian ones.
The 2 Asian ones.
First was Ken Jeong.
Okay.
We all know who he is, right?
Chinese people love money.
No, that's Ronnie Chang.
Oh, it's Ronnie Chang. Damn.
Ken Jeong is Hangover.
Oh, it
is. Mr. Chow.
The doctor guy.
Yes, the doctor guy.
The guy who's a doctor in real life.
I was disappointed.
Oh.
Because his whole stand-up centers around the fact...
he's a doctor?
That you know his career.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's like, guys, I was a doctor. Then I started Knocked Up, and then I became an actor. And he's like, Mr. Chow was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. And so, like, all his jokes are surrounded on his success as an actor.
Oh, so the jokes are like, I'm flexing on you.
Yeah.
But then also, like, haha, so funny.
Yeah.
Weird.
And it's just like, and he goes really deep on Hollywood as it, like, so, like, you really got to know every movie he's been in.
Oh,
the
wow.
The people he's worked with.
Okay.
And you're like, I came here for some jokes, man.
I don't want to... talk about your career.
Yeah, and how you became successful. So that one was okay. But the last one I watched was Ronnie Chang. He's the other Asian one.
Okay.
And he's really good. I really enjoyed his.
Okay.
Because
they were jokes?
Because they were jokes. And so the funny part about him is, like, yeah, he's Malaysian.
Okay.
But he's mostly, like, lived in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So he might as well be white. And he lives in New York.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he's definitely has, like, the Western culture, but he's rooted in being Asian. So he has, like, it's a good blend. It's a good mix. His is pretty funny. It's definitely what you think it is, like, how Asians relate to American society.
Okay.
So he goes through the whole, like, you know, white, black, Asian,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All those fun jokes. And, yeah.
Racial jokes are very funny.
They're all racial jokes. They're all jokes about his wife. And how he hates her friends and shit like that.
Don't we all hate our wives' friends?
Yeah, you know. So his was good. I think his was his might actually have been my favorite of the 3 I watched. So those are pretty good.
Okay.
Gaming wise, I did download the Bravely Default 2 demo.
But did you play it?
No.
Same as me.
Because I only found out about it last night at 3 AM. Oh, I'm like, okay. I should get this, and then I fell asleep.
Again. I told you in the fucking group chat.
Did you?
I swear to God, if, like, your girlfriend texted you and was like, hey, there's a Bravely Default demo, you should download it.
I hope she does.
I'm tired of being ignored, Vince.
I hope.
I'm tired of being ignored.
Don't worry, she knows zero about video games. But do you know what she does know about?
Tell me all about it.
Manga.
What? What? She reading that shoujo, that romance?
No, she reading that shounen.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, so yeah, I did the stand-ups. I played... Did I play again?
I don't know. I don't know, my dude. I've seen you on the PlayStation a lot.
Yeah, no, what
I don't know if you're playing anything.
Oh, I put in Gran Turismo Sport, because I was like, I want to see what they've done with this game.
All
right. I put it in, I'm like, oh, they added a lot of stuff. And then I started playing. And I'm like...
It's Gran Turismo.
It's Gran Turismo Delete. So I deleted it.
Oh, wow.
And I was like,
is it not sim enough for you anymore? Like, is it not the type of racing you're interested in anymore?
Yeah, it's just kind of boring.
It's like, yeah, but license tests.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, yeah, I can race around this Civic. Yay.
Cool. I guess.
That's a thing.
This was very novel on the PlayStation 1.
Yeah, right? It's like, that's okay. A Corolla. Mm. I could just hop in mine and call it the same thing.
True.
So, yeah, that was that. So I deleted it. I'm like, great. No more. And then I watched an anime.
What did you watch? Did you watch Beastars?
No, but I've been seeing a lot of that.
I can't get into, like, the style. The art style.
No, I watched something that I loved because I heard season 3 is coming out April 9th.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and started rewatching my teen romantic comedy snafu.
Oh yeah, it is coming out.
So I watched all of the first season,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on like episode 3 of the
That's
second season.
That's a good ass show.
It is, and it's just as hurtful the second time around.
Just as hurtful.
Yeah, no, I totally forgot that the season 2 budget was exponential compared to season 1.
Yeah.
Because it looks real pretty.
It's very good.
And so I have high expectations for what season 3 is going to pull out, because season 3, which starts next week, is the third and final arc, so it wraps up everything.
Hmm.
And I'm looking forward to seeing how the crew ends. And I forgot how much I love, what's her face? The black hair. The Ice Queen. Ice bitch.
I forget her name too.
It's like Yukinon. But I do remember the orange hair girl and her catchphrase. Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello.
But yeah, so I've been doing that. And that's been my whole week.
That's a good ass show.
Mm-hmm.
I like that show. I should watch that. Mm. In my week, I've been doing a lot of little stuff. Like, I've been picking around here and there. So the first one is I started playing Oblivion again.
Why?
Because it was in my Steam list, and it was already installed for some reason.
What?
Like, I just had it installed on the computer.
Why?
And I didn't uninstall it.
But the other one's better.
But I played Oblivion.
Okay.
So I was like, in these games, I usually play, like, a warrior.
Yeah.
Heavy armor, two-handed, let's fucking go.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Except for Skyrim. Skyrim I did, I think it's stealth bow.
That's how I usually play.
OP.
Yeah. Crouch and kill?
Know what I heard a good build in that game is? Stealth brawler.
How do you be a stealth brawler?
So you punch people, but...
But like, are you like one punch man?
Backstabs with your fists, the wrestling moves.
Oh shit, really?
You do like German suplexes and shit.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, that could be fun.
That could be fun. So yeah, but in this game, I was like, all right, let's switch it up. Let's do a mage. Let's do pure magic.
How's that been?
Let me tell you, early game
must be so hard.
It's fucking rough. To kill one imp in the first Oblivion gate, I had to summon 7 skeletons.
Oh wow. Whoa.
But you can still do like all the dumb shit like. Jumping with your stamina at 0 to upgrade your acrobatic skills.
Oh, yeah.
Jump up mountains and stuff. So you just, like, crank that to 11.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different, like, exploits you could do for leveling up your skills. But, yeah, I picked the reptile race.
Yeah.
So I can have infinite water breathing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So I can just be underwater. And then I pick the magic character. Shoot fireballs. And skeletons do whatever. It's really hard. It's a lot harder than being the tank with the one-hit sword.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool.
Did you put any mods on?
I did not.
Oh.
I did not put any mods on. Okay. I probably should. That'll probably get me to play the game.
Yeah,
more.
You should put on those, like, you know, the good looking people mod.
I remember I put on, it was like, there was like some graphics mods to make it look like Skyrim. Mm. Another one is I put in Cloud's Buster Sword.
Mm.
And the, what is it? I think it was like the impact value was so high that when you hit somebody, they just flew across the map.
Yeah, the mods for that game were wild.
They're great.
Yeah.
Or horse armor.
Oh, reminded of 2005.
Yeah. Because it's the, also because it's like the PC edition, it's like the complete edition or whatever. So as soon as I got out of the sewer to the main area, it's just like, you should go do this quest. You should go to this quest. Oh, you should go to this world. You should go check out this Daedric God, because that's the Shivering Isles DLC. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, there's too much stuff. Please stop.
You know, you shouldn't be playing this game. What you should be playing is The Witcher 3.
I should be playing The Witcher at all.
Oh, yes, you should.
Especially because I watched all of The Witcher.
You watched all of The Witcher?
I watched all of The Witcher.
And?
So I've said about it on this podcast before. Usually my friends and I, sometimes we have a marathon day.
You guys did The Witcher?
But we couldn't do it
at
our friend's house.
Of course.
Because of the COVID.
Were you guys like on Zoom?
No, we were on Discord.
Oh.
And so my friend watched it in Discord, got his Discord to think that the browser was a game, and then live streamed it to all of us.
Oh, wow.
And it's not illegal because we all own Netflix.
I think there's an app where, like, you can sync your Netflixes together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're all in Discord. We're watching The Witcher. And that show, it's okay.
Okay.
Henry Cavill, very buff.
Mm.
His acting chops lacking.
Mm.
He's just kind of gruff all the time. And
that's kind of the main character. Yeah.
Doesn't really have, at least, like, the fun stuff I've seen from Geralt, is that his name? Geralt. From Geralt in the Witcher games, he usually has, like, some sort of playfulness with him, right? But in this one, it's just, like, I kill and I fuck. That is it. Like, that's all he does.
In the games, the funny stuff is when you choose those options.
Oh, okay, all right. But yeah, also, like, they have the backstory of, who's the black-haired girl?
Yennefer.
You watched all The Witcher, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole, like, thing. But yeah, it was fine.
Hmm.
I think the biggest knock to this show is their use of non-linear storytelling.
Yeah, so that's a lot of people's big concern here.
Like, it was obtuse for the sake of being obtuse. Like, your story isn't actually interesting if you just make it confusing to add mystery.
Yeah.
Right? There's, like, 10-year time jumps back and forth. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your story?
So, I think, like, that stems from the books, right? Because the first book is just an anthology series.
Like, it's a bunch of short stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly how these episodes are structured.
Like, I guess. But they're going backwards and forwards. Like, if they made it a linear progression of stories, then sure.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, the story was so basic that...
It's very simple.
It's very simple that they probably threw that in there to make it more interesting. But again, like, if you're just making your story confusing, that doesn't make it interesting, right? But they got everything right. Like, he was using silver swords for monsters. He's not, like, he doesn't really kill, like, hunt things.
Nope.
He does it if they're fucking around or doing problems, like... That whole episode with the dragon was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty good episode. But, like, overall, it was fine.
All right.
And I can definitely see this having more potential if they get a season two.
They do.
But,
They
have a season two.
It was confirmed before.
Oh, but yeah, okay. Yeah. I forgot, yeah. So, yeah, it was fine. It was good. I liked it.
All right.
It wasn't bad. The other thing I did is a game I've been playing for, like, the past 2 weeks, but I was under embargo. No, for real.
Okay.
So I know a guy who writes for, like, a small video game website, and he got this code for this indie game called Iron Danger.
Mm.
It's on Steam. It is a top-down strategy RPG.
Mm.
And how it works is that your character, as they're moving through the timeline, right? And you can manipulate time at will. So it's like, I'm going to walk into this door, but then a trap hits me. Mm. I can rewind the time. I know the trap's there. So then the next time I go in, I can do some other shit. It's a very interesting premise in terms of gameplay.
Mm.
But It's fucking boring.
Oh.
So I had played it a bit, and I told my friend I'd like give him some of my thoughts and stuff. But like, holy fuck! So the thing is like, the story is very grandiose, right? Your town is being attacked. It's all medieval time type stuff.
Okay.
The main character is a girl. She falls down a well. She pretty much falls down a well, gets stabbed by a magical rock, and then a god is like, "Now is not your time. You have the power to control time."
What?
Yeah, that's how the story starts off.
Okay.
But then, like, everything surrounding it is very cool.
Yeah.
But the gameplay has no urgency because there's no repercussions for your wrong actions, at least in what I've played so far.
Okay.
You go through the game, and I think I've played it for, like, 2 hours, so only a little bit. It's just like I've been playing in such large chunks over the past 2 weeks that, or sorry, short chunks over the past 2 weeks because I found it so fucking boring.
That bad, eh?
Yeah. So it's just that there's no urgency, there's no repercussions. The fact that you can just go back in time doesn't really matter. And the combat is hard. You have to time blocks and stuff on reaction to the enemy, and then if you miss it, you get like 3/4 of your life chunked out, or you just die.
Wow.
Right? And so then you gotta rewind. Hopefully you rewound far enough, and then you can do this. And like, it's kind of disappointing, I guess. Which is, I wanted to bring this up because like, I was looking at the Steam reviews now that it's officially out, and like, they're all crazy positive. And I'm just like, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there's something later in the game that makes it more fun. But like, I just don't. It's a very cool looking game. It's fun, but
it sounds like something I've played before.
Prince of Persia: The Sands of Time.
No, you said strategy, right?
Yeah.
Top down, like checkerboard.
No, so that's the thing. It's not checkerboard. It's free. It's free movement.
So like Valkyria Chronicles.
Yes,
but you could rewind.
But like, yeah. So say it's free movement, like Valkyria Chronicles, but then you died, right? And then you're just like, fuck it, I'll just rewind time.
Yeah, I feel like I've played something like. I can't put my finger on it.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know. It's
all right.
And it's not good. Okay. But again, I've only played like 2 hours of it. I can't really give it a final. And then I played a bit of Serial Cleaner.
You were talking about this.
I was talking about this earlier. Yeah. It was on sale, or it is on sale on the Switch for $1.
Yeah.
You play as a mafioso, or just like general bad guy cleanup crew. And it's a 2D stealth game where you have to clean up murder scenes or crime scenes while the police are there.
That's good.
It's pretty fun. So you have to like...
It's a good premise.
You have to go around, like, you have goals. You have to like hide a certain amount of bodies. You have to, or dispose of a certain amount of bodies. You have to clean up a certain amount of blood, get rid of certain like key items of evidence and stuff like that.
As one does, yeah.
As one does. But then, the whole thing is like, you're doing it while the police are investigating the crime scene.
Oh, shit.
So you have to Metal Gear stealth around, take out your vacuum, clean up a bunch of blood. It's very funny.
Wow.
But it's a fun game. I really like it. It's really all there is to say about that because it's kind of one note.
Huh.
That's the game.
Huh.
Yeah. And then the last one is me and producer TJ have been playing more Monster Hunter.
You guys have?
We face off against Furious Rajang.
I've seen.
And...
Raging.
Raging? Furious? Raging?
Raging Brachydeus.
Raging Brachydeus. And then also there's new event quests.
Oh, yeah. They're like all up, right?
Yeah, they're all up. They're all up. Let me tell you, the one I made me and TJ do, it's called, what was it? Buff Apes or something? What was it? What was it called? It's like alliteration.
No, muscle something.
Oh, Muscle Bound Monkeys? That's or something like that?
This doesn't sound fun.
Dude, it's two Rajangs.
Okay.
In the arena.
Oh!
So you can't go back to your tent.
Can you put up the wall?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, they trick you, because the first Rajang is all there, chilling, and then after a certain amount of time, then the second one comes. Fuck!
I can see where this would be a problem.
Yeah. especially when you're like me, and you accidentally trap 3 out of the 4 players on the side with no Rajangs. Because of the Because of the cage.
Oh my god. So you're just by yourself?
No, the other guy was by
himself. Oh my god! That's a dick move.
Yeah, and then TJ Farcastered back, so yeah. that was his smart move.
Yeah.
But I was playing Hunting Horn, and they could still get my songs through the cage.
Of course, so in the same area.
I think that was, at least that was okay. But the other guy was playing Longsword, and he's just chilling, like, fuck, I should have taken a Farcaster. Like,
I thought you were going to tell me that TJ Farcasted back, but then he took the wrong entrance.
Oh, no, there's only one entrance. There's only one entrance. There's only the one. And that gives you, like, buff tickets.
Yeah.
And you get, like, a special armor set that's just you buff. Like, it's just your body. That's it.
Oh.
Like, you're in the underwear.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the armor set.
Oh, wow.
We're doing a lot of stuff. But I built the whole Bracadillo set. He gives you a level cap break on Slugger, which is KO damage.
Yep.
And Artillery, which is like explosive damage.
Oh, that sounds pretty good for stuff.
So I built a sticky heavy bowgun set.
Wow.
And let me tell you, the Rajong, the regular Rajong heavy bowgun, it has sticky 3, clip size 1, but auto reload.
Oh, auto reload.
So you shoot and it's shoot.
Sounds like easy mode, baby.
And then you equip the razor sharp thing, the accessory.
Is that razor sharp or like lucky shot or something?
Well, they're combined now.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you put on the razor sharp one, and then sometimes you just shoot up and then don't use any ammo. Or sometimes you get really lucky like me, and the guy's knocked down, and you do 5 shots in a row, and it's all spare shot.
Damn.
and then he gets KO'd again.
That's ridiculous.
It's fucking busted. I love it. And then the other one I did is, the Rajong. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He's so mad. He's always gold. And then he goes more gold. But my favorite part is his, trip move. It's his grapple.
Why?
You know how, like, Rajong normally, he, like, picks you up. They're like, or like how monsters in general, they have, like, the ones where you flinch. And then they can, like, pick you up and do, like, it's pretty much a grab move.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, inescapable damage, right?
Yeah.
The Rajong's is fucked up. So he knocks you down, grabs you with his hand, just holds you there, and then laser beams you while he's in while you're in his hand. Then he fucking alley-oop 360 dunks you up into the air and then slams you into the ground.
So is that just instant KO? Like,
no.
Oh, okay.
But it's super fucked. Like, I gotta put it up on my Twitter, because he literally just laser beams you in the face and then, like, NBA Jam dunks you into the ground.
Can your team knock him out of it?
No.
Okay. Okay. Never mind.
Oh, it's so fucked. But it's a cool fight. The armor you get is very awesome. Very, obviously, Japanese-inspired. A lot of, like, Thunder God shit happening. But that game continues to be good. And now that all the event quests are out, we've done like the Resident Evil one that we missed out on in Halloween. I got the tofu charm.
Yeah.
That one's cool too, because you get like so how it works is when you know the miasma or whatever, effluiza or whatever the
fuck. Yeah, from Balzac.
So you face a Black Veil Balzac.
Oh.
But your resistances to that gas,
yeah,
nullified. You cannot equip resistances. And if you do, they're worthless skills.
Oh.
And how it works is that when you're around the miasma enough, you turn into a zombie. And when you're a zombie, you can't use healing items, but you do heal naturally by being in miasma or by being in the acid pools.
Oh.
Right? Or you can go find herbs. And if you go find a green herb and a red herb,
oh my god,
and then you combine them, you can, like, you get healed if you eat the green herb, and if you combine it with a red herb, you get healed, but also you gain a longer time of resistance to it.
Oh.
Right? So you don't turn into a zombie if you don't want to. And then if you turn into a zombie, you get a special run animation where your hands are out, yeah, doing whatever. It's very cute.
Huh, this is the Halloween event.
That was a Halloween event, yeah. It's very cool.
Cool.
Very cool. But yeah, like, I got a bunch of builds I want to try. I'm past Hunter rank 100 now.
Wow.
So I faced Rune and Ergigante, and I have the max cap level for the Guiding Lands, which is level 7. So I can start facing, like, Gold and Silver Wrath.
Nice.
And all that stuff. So, yeah, it's fucking cool. That's a good-ass game. And you should play again. And we can just catch you up with our busted-ass weapons.
I feel like I should.
Cool.
You know.
And I think that's it. I was going to watch Uncut Gems.
But?
I just didn't.
Okay.
I just played PoE.
Wow.
I'm in that economy game, baby. I had a really lucky map run, and I got 3 Exalted Orbs. And then I just sold 2 of them for Chaos.
Hey, got what you gotta do.
And then I bought my way to endgame.
Wow.
I just bought gear from other players. I have gear I haven't even faced the boss for ever. So.
Wow. Oh, that's always fun.
That's always fun. So I think I'm in my final build now for the one character. So I was thinking of, I got lucky again, where I got a bow, and it's like an ignite bow. So any sort of physical damage gets converted into fire, and any sort of ignite gets buffed. And any sort of ignite that you do will spread, will proliferate to other enemies.
Okay.
And I made it 6 linked, meaning that you can have 6 skills in it, and they're all linked together, so I can, like, put the ignite arrow in there and then just have it with all the good shit. So I'm like, oh, maybe I should start another character because I have the most expensive weapon part of the build. Like,
I see.
I think that bow is like 5 exalts. And in the almost 300 hours I've played that game, I found less than 10 exalts. It's good. Oh, wow. You should play it.
Wow.
It's very good.
I don't have a PC.
You don't have to have a PC. You can play on the console.
I don't have a console.
I'm looking at one right now.
It's no, that's just a box that plays Blu-rays.
Disgusting. Oh, so if I get you a Blu-ray with Path of Exile on it.
I meant it's a Blu-ray player.
Oh, sorry. It's for movies?
Yes, movies only.
It's a very thick Blu-ray player.
It's one of the old legacy machines. I know the new Roku boxes have...
Those Amazon Fire Sticks, you know, yeah. Whatever.
But I'm on old tech over here.
All right, okay. But yeah, it's been my week.
Cool, and I think that's been a show. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, I hope you're staying safe still.
I don't.
Stay 6 feet apart.
Sure, why not? We're going to be here for a while, it looks like.
You want to know my theory? I'll tell you.
Okay. All right. And with that tease, goodbye.
Bye.